In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold, or lost a sock. And you say, don't
cheer
me up.
Good evening. You're listening to the Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. A little grumpy, midnight. I'm Matt Ward, and I'm joined here with my grumpy gay co-host, Helen.
Hello.
Hello, Helen. And, of course, the AGM, Doug.
Hello, how are you this evening, Matt?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
We're pretty good.
You're pretty good, actually.
We broke ISO yesterday.
We did. I mean, and I was going to say that, Helen, that I'm not really known for my overflowing compliments, but I will say that it was actually rather nice to see you both for a little bit of a catch up and a spot of brunch yesterday.
Well, that's right. Beggars can't be choosers these days.
Well, no, they can't.
Well, you know, you just never know whether you're going to hit or miss with this ISO. We had that small window of period where actually we could get out and meet people, and I'm not sure that that's going to continue for much longer. So it was really good to see.
Slammed shut.
Mm. This is true. And yes, Doug, it was indeed a joy to see you both.
Helen. Thank you.
And for those of us who follow, for those who are listening, the Grumpsters listening, who follow us on Instagram, you can actually find us at the Grumpy Gaze on Instagram. And I suggest you do, because you'll see after that catch up, looking as beautiful as we were after nearly 6 months of isolation, not a haircut to be had between the three of us. We did an little impromptu photo shoot.
Yes, we did. So we finally exposed ourselves to the listeners, you know, in the most possible tasteful way. But I went to effort. I did go to effort. I dressed up, I shaved, did all those things, may have even showered. But it's a nice photo. I look a bit like a peach wearing sunglasses, but then, you know, that's me.
And let's face it, Mr. AGM, you are sporting quite the hirsute beard at the moment.
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit of Grizzly as Adams going on.
Well, yes, this is indeed true. I am aware I am quite hirsute at the moment, and I do indeed look like I'm auditioning to be the next host of Gardening Australia. But the truth is, I'm not entirely sure what I currently prefer, and do I like cut or uncut?
Oh, well, you know, that's the age-old question. Look, you do look a little bit like something you'd hang from your rear-view mirror at the moment, but I like it. I like it.
Thank you, Matt.
So, this week, Helen.
Well, of course, we're back to not Madge world, or for that matter, Matt world. We're back to our good old Mad world. The Great Intestinal Wind.
Oh.
Yeah. And look, we are carrying on with a new segment that we started last week, Hit or Myth, because the premise is we have a topic each. Yours was last week's, Helen. It's mine this week.
Yeah.
And it will be Doug's next week.
Oh, good Lord.
Stick around for that.
And then we're doing Back in My Day, and it's the 1970s. And this is that you'll see a little bit of a theme running through this evening's episode. It really is quite the ageing issue.
Oh, yes.
Well, we are all children of the 1970s, I take it. Am I right in saying this?
Or? We are. Yes. Actually, what I did, to step back a little bit. Yes, this is the ageing issue this evening. And the reason for that is we have a couple of our team approaching the the half century.
Silence. Just silence happened there. Did you hear that silence fall across the grumpy world there? No, we don't talk about it.
Okay.
What else have we got coming up, Matt?
Agent of the Week. We're going to be talking about vegan jogger this week.
Well, let me guess.
and we do wish to take a little bit of a serious note this evening. And because, you know, as Matt and Doug said, two of us two of them, are approaching the twilight of their lives. So we're going to investigate, what does that mean for the grumpy gays?
50 is the new 25. And of course, we've got our grumpy gay music theme of the week. This week, what we're doing, we're trying something a bit different. It's going to be, which song has influenced you back in the days of yore as the one you will remember as defining you as the big old gayer you've become now?
Oh, that's a challenge.
Yes.
There were so many.
So
I was... Anything by Andrew Lloyd Webber, probably, but thank you. Well,
absolutely. I'll start. For me, it was, as you know, one of my favourite bands, Dead or Alive, with Spin Me Round.